We got a small group tonight, and I'm not mad about it. Miss Shields, Soretta Shields, would you like to introduce yourself? Miosha, did I say it right?
Yes, sir, you said it correct.
Good. Miosha already introduced herself, so Miss Shields, if you'd like to introduce yourself, that'd be great. If not, it's okay too. I'm gonna go ahead and get started. All right. So, hold on, let me get my screen together here. Miosha. That's a memorable name. You don't easily forget that one.
Very unique.
Yeah, very unique. It's beautiful. So, like I was just saying, this program is designed to give you ongoing individual support and accountability on top of the experience and the coaching and the training that we're going to bring to it. And the luxury of having a cohort or a group of people coming together working on the same topic or subject is that you're going to benefit from their efforts as well. You're going to benefit from their research, their, you know, the things that they figure out. It's almost like you got more people in your company working to help you win, but they're not in your company and, you know, you don't have to pay nobody. You have actual people that's going to support you and say, hey, look, or you can run past different ideas like your marketing things or sales ideas, different things that you might be investing in or thinking about purchasing. You could run it across the group, me, and we'll be like, hey, look, that sounds like a good idea, or I tried that, maybe not be so great, maybe not right now. So that's the luck. That's like the benefit of doing it in a group. And like I said before, the group is going to consist of other members at your close to the similar level that you're on, and also not in your backyard. So I'm not going to put you in somebody. If you live in Atlanta, I'm not going to put another person to live in Atlanta in the group. So y'all be doing the same thing in your own city. So everybody in the group going to be from different areas. So you're going to be comfortable and confident in talking about what you got going on, what you're working on and things like that, because it's not, you know, you're not talking to a direct competitor. But so let's get started. I'm just going to click through the slides here and just kind of show y'all what the program is about. we did the first week. I'm going to kind of skim through the first week and then get to the second week. And if you have any questions along the way, feel free to hop in and say something. Or even if I'm just talking and something else comes up that doesn't relate to the actual slide, just pop in at any time and say something. You don't have to chat or anything like that. It's only a couple of us on, so we could just kind of go with it. I covered the first week of the training, well, the first month of the training last week. I'm going to be doing these free kind of like just informational live, so we can explain and tell people what the program is about, but then also give you an opportunity to ask questions and things like that. So let's get started. So this was month one, basic business establishment. And you have the 12 areas of balance, the daily GPS, entity formation, business plan creation, business license, state license and applications / guidelines, business banking, EIN, affiliations, insurance bond, putting together a personal survival budget, and start pulling a referral source list. This is what we're doing on the first month. These are things that we're going to be addressing immediately. Let's look at the 12 areas of balance. The 12 areas of balance is, for me, very important because it gives me vision and it allows me to write out exactly what I want my life to look like. And again, I already kind of covered this stuff. I'm going to go kind of quickly because I want to get to month two. But you might say, what does this have to do with starting a home care service, health and fitness and intellectual life, your character, your career, your financial life, your social life? So it's like people, well, I'm going to just use myself as an example. I have a hard time. I have to have structure. I have to have like a roadmap. I have to have goals. I have to have an outline. I have to have strategy, or I'm like all over the place. And I could be into one thing, I could be into something else tomorrow. And I like to, I have to, for my own personal productivity, I have to outline my goals, where I want to be, where do I see myself in 5 years, 10 years, 6 months, 18 months. I have to see that, what I want to accomplish in the next 7 days. You know, what am I going to accomplish today? Like, these are the things that are important to me. And this is how I kind of outline and write it all out. I've done this thing a couple different times, but and it kind of it evolves as I grow, as I get older. So health and fitness, my health and fitness ain't the same as it was 10 years ago. Like, I got issues. Like, when I turned 40, like, my whole health just changed. It seemed like I just got old instantly. Like, all the neglect that I didn't put on myself for the last 40 years caught up to me, like, almost on my 40th birthday. And I had to reprioritize that. You know, I had to reprioritize my health, my fitness, and, you know, things like that. So what I want you guys to do, this is just week one, month one of the training, is just go over these questions and write them all out. Write them all out and then answer them in detail. Not what it looks like today, but what you want it to look like. What your vision of these situations, I mean, what these questions are. That's what the exercise is for. It's for you to start lifting and raising your standards and your vision of what you see, where you see yourself in 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Where do you see your family in 100 years? Like, these are the things, these are questions that I ask myself. So that was a lot. But that's the 12 ways of balance, something that I take very serious. That's why it's the first thing. And it just gives you some idea of, like, where we want to be when we kind of, you know, once we start reaching some success, or, you know, just giving us some direction. This is what I call a 2-page productivity planner. I got this from my mentor, Brendan Burchard. He has all kind of books and stuff like that. He calls it the 1-page productivity planner, but I couldn't fit it all on one page. So I actually print 30 of these out every month in a notebook, set it next to the bed. These are the first sheets of paper that you complete when you roll over out your bed. Why are you doing that? The most important thing to do when you get out of the bed is to begin to prioritize your agenda. The minute you pick up your phone, get on social media, check your email, check text messages, voicemail, you're instantly being pulled into everybody else's agenda, whether it's family, friends, work, business, however it is. If it's not something that you set out to do, a project that you have that you're trying to move forward, is somebody else's agenda. This productivity planner forces you to reestablish your agenda, like to refocus on what you have and put that first. Even if you gotta go to work, do these productivity planners first. And what it will do eventually, once you do it for a few months, I don't want you to ever stop doing it, but it'll start working kind of like in your head. You'll do them in your head, because I can do it in my head now, where I actually can kind of go over these projects, the big things I must move forward. So I'm kind of thinking like this all day. And it says 3 projects for one day. It's okay to even just have one big project a day. It's okay to have one major project a week, and then really focus on getting these things done. And when I say projects, I'm talking about needle moving activity, things that's going to really move your business forward, and the things that you have to do to make sure that happens. And those are the things you have to put on here, whether it's complete the application for your license, get a bank account, get a business account, get your EIN, get your LLC, get an accountant, find a bookkeeper, download, buy QuickBooks, learn QuickBooks. Like, these are the things that you're gonna have to start doing. And if you don't have like a structured format on how to get things done, you're gonna be struggling. Because you'll be again all over the place, like I will be. Like, I have to have these tools and stuff in place, or I will be all over the place. So what I recommend is just printing these out, 30 of them every week, every month, and just get a little binder and put them next to your bed. As soon as you put it on top of your phone. Wherever you set your phone at, put it on top with a pen or a pencil. And then you do your productivity planner as soon as you wake up. After you do your prayers and meditation, whatever you do. You know, the first piece of work, once you start thinking about, okay, what do I have to do today? You complete this planner. If you got to wake up an extra 15 minutes early to complete it, go ahead and make sure you do it. It's just that important. And you'll be surprised and you'll be able to track your progress. And that's another good thing. Because you can go back and say, damn, I did a lot this last month. You know, and you'll feel good about yourself and it starts to build your confidence and that builds your competency. You know what I mean? You become more competent. As you become more competent, your confidence will build. And the more you do and the more you learn and engage your business, you'll begin to see that progress. And then you, like I said, you could go back and look at the last 30 days and you'll be like, wow, I got a lot done. And then you won't feel bad, like, you know, just because you don't see the fruits or you're not making money yet, or you're not getting clients or things aren't going as quickly as you think they should, because there's nobody told you it's going to happen overnight. But people, we all want it to happen today. Right now, that's just how the mind works. But you'll be able to look back on your progress and feel good about yourself and proud of, you know, where you've come up into that point. So this is the hard version and this is a digital version. I use the same thing. I got this. It's flipped around. It's the Daily Productivity Planner Master. It should be on the other side. Now, this is a note on my phone. This is an actual phone. This is Evernote. This is an app called Evernote. It's free. And you could download it. And you just, I can send you this little cut and paste. And then you could do yours on your phone. Like, I have to have mine on my phone as well. So, because I'm always moving around. And I basically run everything from my phone. Using this productivity planner can also be on your phone as well if you don't care about all the paperwork and all that stuff. But I think it's good to do the handwritten stuff. And if you're listening to like some of the, you know, the motivational self-improvement stuff, they just say writing out your goals and writing things down physically, it just helps you. It just makes it a lot, it kind of digs it in and makes it come, you know, it kind of locks it in a little better in your head. So this is just the same thing, just an app. Do you have any questions up until this point? I know I didn't really cover much, but if you guys have any ideas or thoughts or questions up until this point, because I'm just going on and on. I ain't getting really no feedback. If we good to go, we can just keep going. Can you, somebody say something? All righty. I just want to make sure y'all still with me.
You're doing an excellent job.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure I ain't talking to myself. Thank you. Okay. So this is entity formation. LLC, S Corp, resident agent, operating agreement. So these are just some of the things that we're going to cover, discuss, you know, and I'm going to tell you what each of these, why. I only put, you know, obviously you can get more different. It's like you can get incorporated, you can get an S Corp, you can get an INC, like an actual corporation with shares and all that stuff. It's all different type. You could do a nonprofit. You could do all kind of different entities. But these are the two entities that I prefer. What did I suggest? I can't give you guys any tax advice because I'm not no accountant. And I'll get in a lot of trouble if I'm in here talking about do this and that for taxes. So I'm going to explain what works for me, what we started at and how we ended up with an S Corp and the importance of a residential agent. And then, you know, having an operating agreement, especially if you got partners and stuff like that. So, just some really simple stuff, but we're just going to make sure we're getting this stuff accomplished in month one. Okay. Let me move this out of the way. Y'all can't see it, but I can. So business banking, becoming bankable. Becoming bankable is just being able to get loans and, you know, the bank trusting you to give you money. And it's just not easy it's just not a thing that just happens. You have to, you know, obviously have good credit, pay your bills on time, and then set your finances up correctly. You got to be using QuickBooks just so you know, or some type of bookkeeping software. QuickBooks is the go-to with most accountants. So your accountant is going to probably request or require you that you use QuickBooks. And then for bookkeeping as well, your bookkeeper should most likely will be in your, it will most likely be in your, so hold on, I'm getting a message. QuickBooks, no, your bookkeeper will most likely be at, it won't be your accountant. I'm almost sure your accountant won't be doing your bookkeeping unless they have like a smaller situation, but your accountant and your bookkeeper are usually in the same office. Your accountant usually will like hire somebody or have somebody in their office who does bookkeeping for you, and they could do it like monthly, every quarter, or every 6 months. What's it called? It's like they rectify your number. So they go through your bank account, go through every transaction, and just itemize what goes where and things like that for you in QuickBooks, so that when you submit this stuff to the bank and you try to go to the, you know, you show the bank that you're making money, you show the bank that you could pay back the loan, that you have good credit and things like that. That's what they're looking for. So that's, it's bookkeeping is very important. And again, this is me teaching you stuff that I had to go back and understand. Like, I didn't start out knowing this stuff. I had to go back. So we're trying to make sure you guys don't have to go back and do the stuff later. So just do it from the beginning, and you won't ever have to, you don't have to backtrack. This is a business banking continue. This is establishing business credit. This is steps, register with the state, establish a legal entity, set up a business phone, email, domain name, open a business account. I would suggest a credit union, get a Dun & Brad number, get an account with Dun & Bradstreet, apply for revolving, for these different types of credit lines, different types of credit. What's wrong? Huh? And then pay your statement balance each month. Your statement balance is whatever you spent on your credit card. You want to pay that every month, especially the ones that's connected to your business account. Download NAV, that NAV, that's a great app for setting up, for helping. It helps you establish business credit, and they do a really good job. Learn and implement QuickBooks again. So that's business banking. So then we have business plan creation. You got traditional business plans to create, and then you got this new thing that the kids are, you know, I ain't gonna say kids, but you know, startups are using now, is like the lean startup business plan. and obviously the traditional business plan is executive summary, company description, market analysis, organization services, marketing, funding. These are like the main things that's in your business plan. And then here's the lean startup plan. This is like if you want like a one sheet or two sheet, or you know, a few pages, and not like a big plan, that you might want to submit to some, that you might want to have for like a private lender or something like that. I wouldn't suggest going into a bank with a lean business plan, but if you got like friends or family or somebody like a personal, somebody who may like a personal relationship or somebody who might want to invest in you, you can show them your lean startup plan. And both, I would suggest having both, especially if you're looking to get your traditional financing or some type of business loan and things like that from your bank, or like the going through SBA and stuff like that, they're going to require a business plan. Your personal survival budget. I'm going to give you guys access to this. This is nothing but an Excel spreadsheet. I'm going to give you access to it. We're going to go over what it looks like. I don't need to see your numbers. These are generic numbers. But I want to make sure we have a clear understanding of what your personal budget looks like, that you have a clear understanding of what your personal budget looks like and what that means for you and your business. No matter what level your business, what level your budget is, you can start a business. It's just going to take more effort, more work, and more sweat equity. Well, you don't have money, you got to use sweat. You got to work it. You got to do the actual work yourself instead of paying somebody else to do it. And I spent a lot of money in the beginning. Once I started making a little money, I started spending it foolishly. when I, just because it was coming in, you don't really know what to do if there's nobody telling you. Or you learn by, you know, you know, trial and error. And in the beginning, I didn't know nobody, I didn't have no coach. It was no coaches. It was when I first started home, this whole home care stuff, it was no coaches. It was one coach. It was 21st Century. And they were like 20,000 back then. And we were just getting started. So we didn't have no help. So I didn't know what to do once I started making money besides, you know, just do, you know, what you see on the internet. Okay, this is marketing. This is advertisement, ads, brochures, business cards. And a lot of the stuff that we were doing, you know, you spending money on Google ads, Facebook ads, that stuff wasn't working. And what was working was damn near free. So that's what we're going to be showing you guys, to how to do this stuff without breaking the bank and avoiding all the mistakes and wasted time and wasted money on things that just aren't, you know, bringing back value, like clients or quality caregivers. Those are the two things that you should be, that's the only thing that makes you in business. When you have clients and you have employees working those clients, because if you working them, you just self-employed. So very important, the personal survival budget. And we're going to pull it down and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about what's important, what's not, what should, you know, you have to be prepared to cut back and things like that. Affiliations, we're going to talk about the importance of different affiliations you want to join and be a part of. Very important. You see the Chambers of Commerce, the local score organizations, that's the SBA, Better Business Bureau, Business Network, and Meetups. I meant to put meetup.com right there with that meetups, because meetup.com is where you want to go to find some meetings in your local area. All of this stuff is local. Home care is a local business, obviously. So you want to just be making sure you become the expert, the senior care expert in your community. You want to be the go-to person for all things home care. Or if you're talking about assisted living, you want to be the go-to person for all things assisted living. And you want to be able to solve all problems and answer all questions. If you can't answer the question, you come and get the answer, and you get the answer back to the person who asked it. That's how you do great networking, and you always looking to add value. We're not just saying, hey, do you got a grandmother still alive? Your mom, let me take care of you. No, how do we give? All of these situations, you have to go in like, what are we giving? What are we doing? How is my home care service going to add value to the Chambers of Commerce, the local score organization, the Better Bureau, obviously not the Better Business, but to some degree. Like, you just got to think about it, and even not the organizations themselves, the individuals who are there. So when you get into like a business networking event, you're going to be running across like accountants, lawyers, different professionals, insurance people, you know, just different people, different business owners that have different things. So these business events are gold mines, but it always has to be a win-win situation. You can't just go in there, hey, I do home care, I got assisted living, you know, here's my card, send some referrals my way, thank you. No, you got to talk to people, get to know them. What's going on? Like, how can I help? What are some of the things that you're struggling with? These are some of the things that we can help with. Do some of these things, are you running into some of these issues, or your loved ones running into some of these issues? Or these are some of the things that that we can help you with? Like that's how you approach these networking events and the importance of affiliations is just, you know, not just going in there taking, but also having a mind of, okay, how am I going to add value to the people that I meet at these places? Very important. State license application guideline. So most states have like an instruction for completion. So like these are for Maryland. These are Maryland's actual titles. So they have if you Google instruction for completion of the residential service agreement, agency, that's a home care service. And that's the name. That's what Maryland calls their home care services, residential service agencies. And then obviously assisted living applications. But they have not only the application, they also have instructions for completion. And not only that, they have guidelines, they have statutes, and all of those different things that are on the state's website. And I know people not reading it because they come on the web, they call me asking me stuff that they can just go look on their state's website for free and just look on their cell, or they'll post it on a, on online in one of the groups or one of the pages and say, hey, how do you do this? Or my state this and that. It's like the stuff is right there, your state posted on their website. And most of the times, if you don't see it, that means it's no license. It's not being regulated. Like some states, they be going crazy looking for a license for assisted living when they don't got no license in certain states. Some states you don't have to have a license, or some states don't require a license under a certain amount of residence for home care. Some home health care, some states don't even require a license for a period. So you'll be looking, won't get started because you can't figure out how to do the license when it ain't even no license for it in the first place. So state, you got to know everything that's going on in your state. You have to know it all, especially if this is a business that you plan on being in for a while. So study the license, the application, and all the statutes, all the guidelines, and everything that goes along with owning a company in that state, a home care service or assisted living in that state. So this is a sample of like what the weekly assignments will look like. You know, you complete your questionnaire, you print out your sheets, you install Evernote app, you know, file for your business entity, like your LLC or your S-Corp, your business plan, you at least do an outline. Licensing applications, you're going to complete that. You're going to read your guidelines. You're going to set up your business account, get your EIN. You know, you can get your affiliations. You join the free ones and you identify the ones that you may join if you have to, you know, you have to pay a little later. You can join them later, but at least identify them, know them, know what's up with them and where they at and who's who and what's what. Insurance and bond, get a quote or get the insurance. I wouldn't say get, like on the first week, even the first month, I'm not gonna say go get no health, no insurance, no business insurance or no bond because you don't have no liability. When you have liability, you can go ahead and purchase it. But until you have clients and caregivers, you don't have no liability. You're not gonna sue yourself. So make sure you're getting a quote. This is like the first assignment. You know, we're gonna do your personal survival budget. We're gonna pull the referral list sources, you know, your referral source list from your state's directory. And then we're going to require the reading of the E-Myth by Michael E. Gerber, which is a great book. And I think every business, you can't start a business without reading that book. You shouldn't start a business without reading that book because it's just so helpful and so important on just how it explains the, just the mindset that it takes and the, it separates the employee from the business owner because there's two mentalities and we're stuck until we become a business owner. We're employees. We're born employees until somebody teaches about business or we start a business with ourselves. So great book. It's very important. And it's part of the assignment. So, here we go here. The E-Myth Revisited, Why Most Businesses Don't Work and What to Do About It. Michael E. Gerber. I get all my books through audio. I could get through them a lot quicker and take quicker notes if I'm listening to it and taking notes opposed to reading it and taking notes. So I choose to go with the audiobook version. So that's basically the thing, some of the things that we're going to cover on month one. That's most of that stuff is gonna stay there. Some of the stuff I'll probably move out, take out, move around, things like that, and just kind of get a feel for like what you guys are dealing with individually. Cause obviously we can't just all stick to this format because everybody's situation is a little different. Everybody in the cohort might be done with all this stuff. So we just go straight into the next month. So if you guys are listening and can hear me, go ahead and comment if there's any questions or any concerns or thoughts or ideas at this point. Care to share?
Mr. Ellen, this is Miosha. I do have one question. I guess it would be more so pertaining to, I guess the difference between business structure and DBA. I have a salon and boutique already that's listed up under a business name, insurance and everything else. I got an LLC. So if with deciding on, or once I get ready to do the proper thing that I need to do for my home care business, would it be best for me to LLC that business or do a DBA up under the business that I already have?
For liability purpose, you want to use clean water and a clean glass. You don't want to bring the problems from one to the other. Either way, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, the LLC is to protect your personal assets or your personal money from any type of lawsuit or anything like that. So if you put the salon, your home care service under your salon, you, and then somebody sue you for some home care, they're going to come take your salon.
Okay, that sums it up. I'm glad I got a better understanding, because it was like going to other classes or whatever else, and it was like, well, you know, to save money, to keep having to go through the process, I would do the DBA up under. So I'm like, I'm glad you summed it up that way, and that kind of cleared a whole lot of stuff up and misunderstanding.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you definitely don't want to always think about clean glass, clean water. When you think about LLC, you just don't want to put no, because every business come with, you know, with what it come with. Like, I don't know nothing about salon. I know I go to the barbershop, and I can only imagine like the amount of stuff that they deal with, you know, and it could also, that I would never want to spill over into my home care stuff and vice versa. So always with every company you set up, you make sure you, and even I like to set up each property, each house, each assisted living as its own LLC. You can have the same brand. And that's when you talk about DBA. You can have the same name, like whatever the name is, they might be, you know, Comfort on the Bay, House 1, you know, and Comfort on the Bay House 2. If you get, if you start getting multiple homes and you want to keep your brand and not name every house a different name, that's one thing. But I was still, you could have a DBA and use the similar names, but I would still use different LLCs on each property, because each property is coming with its own liability. So.
But thank you so much. I truly appreciate that.
Okay, no problem. So we're going to just keep on rolling. They got all this cool little things I was messing around with. So this is meaningful relationship development, month 2. This is probably like, this portion of the training is gonna make you a break. If you get this right, you gonna be a millionaire. You figure it out, you'll never have to work again. You'll be straight, trust me. If you don't, you're gonna be doing a whole bunch of, you're gonna be wasting a lot of money doing a whole bunch of wasted activities that's not going to get you nowhere. And that's why I developed what they call, I developed this whole strategy, meaningful relationship development, where we contact the top referral sources in our network. We send out a community liaison to start building a network and building a relationship with each person in the network, and presentations and things like that. So we're going to get into all of this stuff, but the highly targeted direct marketing, facility sponsorship, pre-events, programs, presentation, problem solving, seller submarine sales cycle, leveraging virtual assistants, and caregiver recruitment. That's what, this is month 2. This is what we're going to be tackling in month 2. Top referral sources. These are who we're going to target in your backyard. We're going to find all the hospital discharge planners, all the home health agencies, all the hospices, skilled nursing facilities, assisted livings, adult daycare, department of aging, case managers, rehabilitation hospitals, but just hospitals in general. I should have just put rehabs and hospitals, and then social workers of all sorts to deal with seniors, obviously. So these are your targets. This is where you're going to be focusing on. And what is the community liaison? You are the community liaison in the beginning. Like, you're the only one that's going to be able to go out to the community for your company and talk and be motivated and excited and have great presentation. Like, that's going to be you. but eventually you want to be able to hire this person. And this was our strongest asset before Corona. Before Corona, we can go out and do stuff. We can't, it's opening up again now, but we really took a hit, and I had to let the community liaisons go because they just couldn't go in the facilities because of COVID. But they were nurses and they didn't have no problem because they had to go to work anyway. So strong networking, presentation and follow-up skills, excellent communication and listening skills, self-confident, enthusiastic, strong, initiative and motivation, desire to succeed. Now this is how, this is for you, you as a person. This comes from my job description for the community liaison that I put out there, you know, but I'm saying that you need these skills going into it in the beginning, because it's going to be you're going to be the person actually in the field doing this stuff. Ability to work independently and handle multiple tasks concurrently. Ideal candidate to have hospital and or home care experience. Marketing / sales experience is highly preferred. And that's what you're going to be getting here. You're going to be learning about sales. We're going to be dealing with marketing. And we're going to really walk you through and show you what a community liaison is all about, and what you have to do to make this business work for you. You don't have to spend a whole bunch of money. You just got to know the right people in the senior community, and you'll never not have clients. So, community liaison, what do? Visit, revisit, inform, and educate. Conduct a minimum of 2 educate. So we got visit, conduct, assist, acknowledge, research and identify, maintain, provide, keep up, and participate in. You guys are more than welcome to take a screenshot of this if you want. This is just some good information, but this is what it is. This is what the community liaison, what you need to be doing with your company. As soon as you know you set up and running and able to start marketing and things like that, getting out into the community. Visit, revisit, inform, educate between 25 and 30 network referral sources on a weekly schedule. Conduct a minimum of 2 educational presentations / information sessions to groups each month to raise awareness, basically to just get more people excited about your company and what you guys are doing. Assist your company in developing, managing, and maintaining referral relationships. Acknowledge all network referral sources, contacts with appropriate correspondence. Continually research and identify sources for client referrals. So not only are they going to be going to the referral source, they're going to be finding them too. That's part of their jobs, and it's part of your job. Maintain records and provide the weekly network activities and progress reports. Provide advice to management or on key development within the service area. So if they get some new information or they see some trends or something like that or something going on, it's their duty to report back. And obviously, if you see it, you're going to keep it. You're going to note it for yourself. Keep up to date on information issues related to the position, the community referral network, and the company. Participate in internal and external professional development activities as appropriate. So what I like to do is put my community liaison through some sales training, but we'll get there. And it's consistent. It's the same sales training we're going to be talking about here. So highly targeted marketing, no more zone. We have to play man to man. What does that mean? I played a little bit of basketball when I was young, and zone was like, Your defense was like just in certain parts of the basketball court. You know, y'all just stand in certain places. You're not on one particular person. You're just guarding this particular area. That's how we used to do home care. We used to just, you know, kind of like, okay, we're just going to kind of like, send out a whole bunch of direct mail, or we'll put some signs out, or we'll do some ads. That's zone. That's just trying to get anybody you can to say yes, or just to say, show some interest, and then we'll go after them. Now we have to focus on each individual. We have to personalize our marketing and get more direct to these individuals to build the relationships. The relationships is going to change everything. If you have, just think about it. If you have one, if you have one discharge planner from the hospital who really likes you, you good to go. One hospital, one person. You just have to convince one person to, you know, want to spend time with you, want to call you when they have an opportunity. That's it. And just imagine if you get 10. You'll never have to work again. And that's it. That's the thing. I keep saying never have to work again. I mean, your business would do well. So personalized phone calls, emails, handwritten letters, birthday cards, holiday cards, small gifts. This stuff goes out to everybody. When I say everybody that your business interacts with, from all of us, referral sources, the leads to come in, because people going to eventually start calling. You want to have letters, you want to have emails going out, you want to know people's birthday cards, you want to make sure the holidays are consistent, whether their religion are, what they celebrate, what they don't celebrate, and then small gifts from time to time. If they send in leads and they're able to get small gifts, certain people can't get gifts, period. Like, you could take them lunches and stuff like that, but in certain doctors' offices and certain situations, you can't give them money or gifts. But some can. And don't think that people love money, especially cash. So that's definitely another highly targeted marketing tool is cash. But you just got to know, make sure you're in the right environment. But so these are some of the things we're going to be covering as well. Facility sponsorship program. So this is like a secret that I don't really be trying to, you know what I mean? Some of it I'd be wanting to keep into the program, but it's cool. This is a killer, and I'm not going to go too deep in it, but just imagine if your home care service sponsored a nursing home, and that nursing home now has events, it has presentations, it has different talent and entertainment coming in, it has different vendors coming and do like tastings. And like, you're trying to get as much free stuff and just much good stuff, informational content. You can convince lawyers to come in and talk to them, you know, all under your banner, under your sponsorship. And this is all stuff that you could do for free. You just have to network and know the right people, whether it's comedy, it might be some music, karaoke, bingo, just stuff that may not be happening in these different things. And I know, again, we in COVID, but people are still getting out doing stuff, and there are ways to get this stuff done. So you might have a diabetes specialist, somebody who comes and talks about, you know, safety, you know, lawyers, you know, senior lawyers that, you know, work with seniors, talk about different things for them as far as that's concerned. You facilitate this stuff. You get the, when it goes well, when it's good and it's great content, and then people are excited, guess who they're not looking at the lawyer who came and did the presentation. They're excited about ABC Home Care, who sponsors this facility and brings all this great stuff to you. And now that you got your tentacles in this facility, everybody know you there all the time, you're doing different things. The leads flow. It's just that simple. If you're just creating more opportunities to be in their face, you're just creating more reasons to show up. And the more time you show up, the more you get to know people. And if you're a nice person, you got a great personality, even if you're faking it, you're gonna get referrals. And that's what it's all about. So does that make sense to y'all? What do you guys think about that? Let me go back. What do you think about this? Does that make sense? Because this is the first time I've really talked about it publicly. So I just want to make sure you guys can at least appreciate it.
Yeah, that makes plenty of sense.
Okay, yeah, I muted myself. This is the sales training. So this is the actual training that you can hire these people to send your workers to, but you yourself can go to as well. But there's a lot of books. So I suggest reading the books first. I got some books that you can read for the sales training. Most people, I was in business over 5 years before I had any sales training, before I even knew sales was like a thing. Like I heard of sales, you know what I'm saying? But I never, most I knew about sales was like The Office, Michael Scott. Like I never like learned anything about sales. As much business books I read, for some reason, they just didn't talk much about sales, the ones I was reading. And then once I read a book on sales, I realized how much I didn't know. That was my dog in the background. Get back, baby. I just realized how much I didn't know about sales and the importance of it. How I learned about Sandler training is funny because it was a competitor in real estate, because I used to flip houses. And that's how we got into the assisted living and stuff, because I had a real estate background and I understood real estate. But a real estate competitor had shared something about all the sales training he was doing with him and his staff. So I said, what sales training? So like, I'm a training junkie too. Like I'm addicted to like education, which is kind of, it's not a great thing. It sounds cool, but it's not, because it leads to analysis paralysis, because you overthink everything and you got to read every little thing before you pull a trigger. And I don't suggest that. But anyway, I seen what he posted. He didn't even tell us that it was in Sandler training. He had just mentioned that he started some sales training. And then I had to go like deep into his profile and found out where he was training his people. And come to find out it was Sandler training. And this is the best thing that ever happened to me as far as my business knowledge. Nothing else is more important at the end of the day. Because if you don't have sales, you're not in business. You can marketing. So to me, this is how I separate. They say, what's the difference between marketing and sales? Marketing makes the phone ring. This is my quick, easy explanation of the difference between marketing and sales. Marketing gets the phone to ring. You've done decent marketing and branding if they called your number. Everything that happens after you answer the phone is sales, whether you know it or not. And either you're doing it right or you're doing it wrong. And this submarine, it's just the way he came up with his little an explanation. It ain't got nothing to do with like the military. It don't got nothing to do with no submarine. It's just he takes you from compartment to compartment to compartment. And you don't go to the next compartment until you completed each one of these different stages. So bonding and rapport, upfront contract, pain. I really like pain because that's so important to understand the way pain works in sales. Budget, decision, fulfillment, and post-sale. Post-sale is also important because a lot of people get buyer's remorse. So you want to make sure that when you do sign them up, when they do say, okay, I want to hire you as my home care service provider, they sign a contract and all that, you want to call them back the next day, hey, I just wanted to follow up and say, hey, you know, we're excited to, get to the next step, discuss further business and, you know, kind of like reassure them that you're there and this is the real thing and you guys are going to be there. You know, the communication is going to be great and you're going to, you know, be there working with them and their family for the long haul. So this is very important. You can take a screenshot, but then also you can just Google, it's called Sandler Sales Training. And we're going to be actually doing some of these trainings as well while we're in, when you join the program, we're going to be doing this actual training. Because I'm still learning this stuff. This stuff is like anything else. You could, you know, you could become, you know, efficient at it. You could become good enough, but then you could become great and become really good. And the goal is to obviously become really good at sales, because sales equals, the more sales you get, the more money you can make. So, and the better you become as a salesperson, the more money you can make. And you'll believe it or not, sales makes all the difference. If you get in a situation where the client has an option to say yes or no, the good salesperson is going to get a yes every time. And the one who doesn't have the sales training, just they'll get no's more often. And this is just going to make your chances much better. So hopefully that's something that you guys are excited about, because I'm very excited about it. Moving right along. So, and then we're going to get into caregiver recruitment. Churches, LinkedIn, Indeed, Facebook, free ads with autoresponders, emails. documentation, Google Forms, interview process. I'm gonna just walk you guys through how I recruit caregivers, and then how I, this is month two, we're not talking about retention. Like, we're not talking about like what we do to keep them. We're just gonna talk about on month one, month two, we're gonna be setting up your recruitment system, your recruitment program, whether that's putting us, identifying some churches in your backyard, setting up your LinkedIn account, your business account, setting up an Indeed account, your business page on Facebook, getting your emails together and things like that, preparing your documents for your caregivers. And then, kind of getting an idea like what the process is going to look like before, the interview process and what it's going to look like, the whole, getting them in the door, the whole onboarding process, and what that looks like, creating your whole onboarding process for your caregivers. And that's it. That's it. What we have. Oh, then we're going to be leveraging. We're going to talk about leveraging virtual assistants. Another thing that I really love. I don't know if you guys know, we offer that service. We have virtual assistants right now working for different home care services across the country. We do, and at AllenChaney.com, if you see, I hope you guys don't think I'm doing all that, like all these designs and pictures and the way this stuff look like with the record. I don't do none of that stuff. Like, I'm not no digital image person. I'm not doing any of that stuff. I don't do nothing. I very seldom post on my pages. All that stuff is scheduled and my virtual assistants is doing it. Just because I just can't do it and be consistent because it just takes so much. We have virtual assistants doing that. We have them in the Philippines, Korea, and Jamaica. First we was in the Philippines and Jamaica. Now I have hired a couple out of Korea because they're just so good with another project that I'm working on. I'm finishing up a planner, a book that you're going to be able to purchase, like a weekly planner, a day planner, and then my actual book. So we're working on some stuff, but leveraging virtual assistants in your home care service will change everything. They do Zoom interviews. They interview my caregiver for me and then send me the record. On Fiverr.com, they do logos, websites, search engine optimization, brochures, flyers, business cards, testimonies. They'll record. Get on Fiverr.com. If you're an entrepreneur, you're going to love Fiverr.com. Freelancer.com, what I use them for. I have, I found my search engine optimization guys on here. We also offer that service as well, but if you're in this program, we'll give you direct access to the people that we're working with directly, like the people who work on our website. And then Slack.com is where we get our end of day reports. So every day I go to Slack.com is like a collaboration app that all of the virtual assistants, they can share like documents, links, videos, notes. So we're working in there. So it's like our private workspace. And like I said, I'm going to give you guys all of this. I'm going to tell you guys everything I'm doing, show you what we're doing, show you what they, the phone calls they're making, how many calls they're making. I try to get at least 400 to 800 calls a week out. And I try to get those end of day report. And I get those end of day reports every day. And I can look at them and see who they're contacting, what was happening on the phone calls, who do we need to follow up with, who wants an email, who wants this, who wants to work with us, who doesn't, stuff like that. So virtual assistants change the game. Get a virtual assistant, like all the tedious stuff that you just don't want to do, you can just hand it off to them and let them go crazy. Train them. And you'll be surprised at how skilled they are just because they're not. We think Americans think America, I ain't gonna say y'all, but a lot of Americans think America is the end all to be all. Like the rest of the world is just the third world and everybody else is stupid, which is definitely not the case. The majority of the world is highly educated. Most of these countries make these people go to college. Like it's not even a requirement to go to college in America. Like you have to go to college in some of these countries. So these people are super smart, super savvy, and can navigate the internet 10 times better than we can on websites and things in our own area. You know what I mean? Like they know Maryland's websites better than I do. And I'm in Maryland, you know, when it comes to like the things that I need them to pull or, you know, get things off Google or go get a statute or pull something for a policy. They know how to get that stuff. So I really can't say enough about the importance of virtual assistants and how to leverage them. Oh, and then can you imagine paying somebody $9 an hour in 2021 and they're gonna do work just as good or better as somebody you would have to pay $20 an hour here in America? That's the difference. That's the leverage. That's the opportunity that we have just, you know, in this day and time with the internet and things like that. So just taking advantage of it. And then here we had a weekly assignments for month two. We just went through month two. That was kind of quick. These are the assignments. These are some of the assignments. Like, it's kind of a sample thing, but these are definitely books that I suggest you guys look at and consider reading. You can't teach a kid to ride a bike at a seminar. This is one of his Sandler's training, Sales Systems. This is the most recent book that I've read of his, but I'm gonna show you all of the books that I have, his some of the things that we got from his training and all that stuff. So this book is great. And then the 10X Rule by Grant Cardone is another book, great book about sales and just the importance of just going crazy and how important it is to go crazy on your business. So here you go. Like the weekly assignments consist of pull referral sources, outline community liaison action plan, outline targeted direct marketing plan, create marketing calendar. That's going to be fun. Create five facility programs to implement. That's when we was discussing the sponsoring the facilities. Outline your sales cycle using the Sandler submarine sales system. So we just gonna walk through like the whole sales process for you, so you can have an idea, and then you can also start practicing and thinking through it, the whole sales process. Create virtual assistant task lists and job descriptions. So every time you hire somebody or every time you see a task in your job that you could probably turn into an actual position, or you can give that assignment to somebody, you want to make sure you have a clear step-by-step plan for that job, like a task list. Like, if this is the position, you're going to have to do this, and that, like a job description. So, you won't constantly have to keep telling people what to do over and over again. You could just write it out one time, or if it's online, you could screen record and then they could watch the video, or if it's something they could do, you could just tell them how to do audio. You want to put it in a way that you don't have to keep repeating yourself. You want to always be thinking about systematizing and creating systems so you can get things done and be more productive. Because if you got to constantly keep doing the same things over and over again, that means you're not working on new things and establishing new relationships or putting together new programs to push the vision in the company forward. So that's it. Those are both months. This is the program, the Home Care and Assisted Living Done With You Cohort Mastermind Training Program. Each week we will meet each cohort for training, progress support, accountability, and deadlines. During these Zoom calls, you'll be able to ask questions, trade ideas with others, and share your ideas, comments, or concerns. The program total is $997. That's for 6 months. You get me every week. You get your cohort, your other members in your group. You get all the documents that I had. Like I said, this isn't an administrative thing where I'm not doing your policies and procedures. I'm not doing your applications and stuff. That's never been me anyway. I always had somebody else doing it. This is, you're getting me unlimited, but I will provide you with the policies that I do have. That if you need them, I'll give you what we have and you can, you know, work to establish them for your state's requirement. And if you do need more help, we have help. But it's just not going to be within this program. It's going to be an upsell that you're going to have to buy alongside with this program. But like I said, I'm going to provide you with everything I can to make sure that you could do the stuff yourself. And if not, we'll reach out to someone else to help you. There's two payment plans. It's really simple. Just split it in half or split it in thirds. And if you want to do the payment plan, you just make your payments through Cash App, and we'll put you into the next cohort the following week. And once we get started, so like we only have 4 slots available right now. So once we get started, we're going to shut it down until some more spaces get caught up. I mean, so people kind of get along a little further along down the path. I don't want to get overwhelmed, and then I'm not going to be doing great as far as my consistency. So I don't want to overwhelm myself. So we're only going to use a specific amount of people every 6 months. So we have 4 slots available, and you know, you're more than welcome to join. And then we have an opportunity for the night. This is 6 slots available. So I guess when I wrote this one, it was 6 slots, but we have 4 slots available now. And if you join tonight, I'll give you the whole program for $497, one time, one payment, and you got us for 6 months. So that's it. That's my spiel for the evening. And hopefully you guys got something out of it, even if it did seem like a commercial. And I'm trying to sell you, which I do feel like I'm not good at it this way. But I do hope that it's something that you guys think about, at least consider. And we look forward to working with you. And we hope that you guys want to work with us at some point. So if there's any questions, go ahead, feel free. It doesn't have to relate to this or the program or anything like that. If you have any questions, feel free to shoot them. And we'll come on. We'll be able to answer them. And then we're going to hop off of here. Do we have any questions?
I don't have any more questions, Alan, but I truly appreciate being on this call this evening, because it puts me in a different perspective as of looking at looking into the home care business. And I think a lot of stuff that the reason why I haven't really jumped into it just yet is fear of the unknown, and see, you're trying to understand so much about the business before really setting myself up to do business as my own business, home care business. Because it's one thing when you're used to being the employee, but it's a whole nother ballgame you're talking about becoming the employer. So I truly appreciate this
world.
Yeah, so hopefully, I was looking. I'm gonna pray over some things tonight about this program, because it is very interesting, and I know it's a needy, and I know that it will clear up some fear. Because I'm not gonna say doubt, because it's not that I doubt myself. It just fear has really set in the ways I want to do it. But because the business part of it, you know, the hands-on part, when it comes down to taking care of clients or whatever else, I know. But then it's the back office stuff that scares me.
Okay.
So I'm definitely gonna pray over some things tonight, and pray that my finances be the way I can truly invest in myself and invest in this program that you have, because it sounds very interesting, and I know it will help me out a whole lot.
Yeah. I mean, listen, if I had this when I started, I mean, I couldn't imagine where I would be at this point. You know, I didn't know this stuff in the beginning, you know, and there was fear of the unknown, and there was no known to get. So it was nobody to help. It was nobody. Like I said, when we first started coaching, there was only one coach, and that was 21st century. And they didn't do no discount. Because they knew they had something that was very valuable. And it was the knowledge on how to start a home health care service. And it's just really expensive. Now, the information is still out. Most of the information is out there, but like you said, a lot of people still deal with that fear of the unknown. And it's this And it's like the beauty in having like a team, a group of people coming together, working together. I think that's going to really help everyone with that. You know, so because, you know, like at any time you could just shoot a text message or email or something like that, ask a question and get some kind of support, some type of answer, and have multiple people, even if I don't have an answer or the people in the group don't got the answer, you're going to have multiple people looking for the answer. So it's just not going to be you. And that's the benefit that I feel that we have here. So I'm glad you enjoyed it. I hope you got something, like you said, you did get something out of it. I'm glad you appreciate it and took the time. So I'm gonna jump on off of here. We've been going for over an hour. So I ain't gonna keep you too much longer. Like I said, I look forward to working with you. Take your time. We have 4 slots left. So it's not like it's, you know, raging fast. So you don't have to, you got time. So just take your time. Shoot me an email, shoot me a text or whatever. And then, you know, if you have more questions, we can keep talking about it. All right.
Okay, I thank you so much, and I truly appreciate it.
All right, thank you. I appreciate you too.
All right, you have yourself a good night.
All right, you too. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.